So the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that the mitzvah shofar in Rosh Hashanah is Bishal Ya'el Pashat. So whatever the animal the Ya'el is, that's what the shofar should be blown with on Rosh Hashanah. Not just a Ya'el, but a Ya'el Pashat, a straight looking Ya'el shofar. So the Gemara comes along and says, what about the Akedah? Akedah was a shofar shel ayel. Not only that, but shouldn't the shofar represent humility that a person has before a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara concludes, and this is how we're knowing, that we use a shofar shel ayel, kafaf, a bent over shofar, because the more that a person humbles himself before Kodesh Baruch Hu, prostrates himself before Hashem, so his chus is greater. And that's what the shofar should represent. It's interesting that the Mishnah began with a Ya'el Pashat, and then in the Gemara, the conclusion is a Shal'ayel Kafaf. So, just to understand this Al-Pi Pnimius, we'll get back to that in Mitzvah Shem shortly. Another question which needs to be addressed, a very startling Ha'ara that the Gemara makes. The Gemara says in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah that the sounds of the shofar are that of cries. Cries, tears, weeping. The Gemara is understanding the word in Targum, Genuchi Gonach, Yiluli Yolil. Where do we find such a lashon elsewhere? The Gemara points fingers towards Pasuk and Shaifdim. But the mother of Sisera was the archenemy of Klai Yisrael in times of the Shaifdim, Barak and Devorah. And there was a miraculous victory that Klai Yisrael had over the army of Sisera. And the Gemara tells, really clear from the Psukim, that the mother of Sisera, she knew her son Sisera was a champion, he was a very young warrior, and he would overcome his enemies very quickly. And she would always wait, you know, to give him a big hug and to say Shkoyach. And Vahi Hayoim, the war against Klai Yisrael, Sisera's taking a long time, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours into the day, until she hears news that Sisera was killed in the war. She lets out a very big cry, big tears. Vatiyabevim Sisera. So the Gemara learns from here that the cries of the shofar are like the cries of Aim Sisera. Now, it's a very puzzling source that the Heilige Shofar in Rosh Hashanah should have any connection at all to the mother of Sisera. Of all places, this is the makor, this is the cries of the shofar. So that needs certainly a hesber. And if you have time, Mr. Hashem, let's try to explain the avodas hazman. The avodah of zman during Elul and Rosh Hashanah, something to think about, which we could take away, Mr. Hashem. The Akedah, of course, is the highlight of Rosh Hashanah. And it demonstrates the tremendous Mesiras Nefesh that Avraham had for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's supposed to be a lesson for us to try to emulate that Mesiras Nefesh. The Ratzon, the Ahava, the Yir Shemayim, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Eliyahu Navi tells us in Tana Devei Eliyahu that a person has a chiv to say, Masai Yagiu Ma'isa L'Ma'isa Avoisai. When will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And Rabbanim comes along, he explains that for a person to strive that his actions should be exactly like the Avos HaKadoshim is a very long way to get to such a madriga of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So he learns, Masa Yagiu, that this word Yagiya is a lashon of Negiya Ba'alma, that it will just even touch the actions of the Avos HaKadoshim. And what he's hinting to in Pnimius is that there's a klal, the kedusha is compared to shemen. And we know that the teva of shemen, of oil, is that wherever it goes, it leaves a stain, it leaves a mark. Once it's in a vessel, if you try to pour it out, there's always a little bit of remnant which remains. And therefore, the Ma'isa Akedah and Bechlal, all the stories of the Avos HaKadoshim and Imamos HaKadoshim and the Torah, the reason why we learn them is because we're striving to touch that Roshim. that if you can find even the roshim of the maisim, of the avos hakdoshim, of the imahos, that's called the negiyah that Rabbanim is referring to. That rishimu de kedusha. When we take a look at the story of Sisera with Yitzhak Dalma in mind, we mentioned Barak and Devorah, and we're going to focus on a different part of that story. That when Sisera is fleeing the armies of Barak and Devorah, so he passes by the tent of a woman called Ya'el Isha Sakeni, and she invites him in. She gives him some bread and some milk, and he falls asleep in his tiredness. And Chazal tell us that Sisera, he defiled Ya'el 7 times on that night. And then after he was completely wiped, she goes ahead and she takes a peg from the tent and she slams it into his head, thereby killing Sisera. And when we take a look at this ma'isa of Sisera and Ya'el, and we take a look at the proper perspective to understand the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh which this was by Ya'el Isha Sakeni. I mean, imagine Lahavdil. It's not really a Lahavdil. If the leader of the Taliban was running down the block, and your neighbor, a nice Yiddish mama comes out, and she says, "Oh, Taliban leader running down, come in. And she creates a whole proposal for him, and then she kills him. If you were to see that taking place, you would say, what? She would actually do that? Can you imagine the Mesiras Nefesh that a woman like Ya'el had to completely be violated by such a Rasha, willingly, with the purpose in knowing that she would kill him?
She was a Jew or she wasn't?
So, according to the Arizal, she was a Jew. It's unbelievable. You think about it. And she was very much rewarded for this. And when you take a look at it with that perspective, you can understand a little bit that which the Gemara Nazir says on the Pasuk, Nashim Tevoirach Me'oihel, that it's referring to Ya'el, that she was akin to Sar Rivka Rachavaleah. And she was greatly rewarded for this. Because the Gemara makes a statement that the great-grandchildren of Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak, and the great-grandchildren of Sisera, Bibano Shel Sisera, they learned Torah in Yerushalayim. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us who these people are, the Arizal explains, that this great-grandchild of Sisera who learned Torah in Yerushalayim was none other than Rabbi Akiva. And the Magal HaMukos explains that how was it, how did it happen, that such a great tzaddik of Rabbi Akiva should come out of Sisera? And Rabbi Akiva's Ben Gairin. So Magal HaMukos explains that was because of Ya'el. That be'emes, the hands of the Klipa were holding on to Rabbi Akiva's neshama very tightly. But when Sisera violated Ya'el, and there was this chibur which is taking place between the Tumah and the Kedusha, the neshama of Rabbi Akiva was transferred from the hands of the Sitra Achran to the hands of the Kedusha. That was the great reward. Understanding properly the perspective of Ya'el's Mesiras Nefesh, that's the schar which she has lost a lover, the neshama Rabbi Akiva. The Medrash makes another comment. We say on Friday night in Eishes Chayil, we say Yadeha Shalcha Bakishar. And the Medrash understands this word bakishor to mean lashon of kashrus in a kosher way. That her hand was stretched out in a way of kashrus. The Medrash says this is referring to Ya'el. What did she do that was so kosher? The Medrash says that Ya'el, at that moment that she was going to kill Sisera, she had a choice. How was she going to kill him? She could have taken out a sword or a knife. She took out a peg from the tent, a yated. Why? So the Medrash says, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze, Lo yihye kli gever alisha, that a woman should not take a clay gever, which Targum Yonah in there understands, the Chazal here in the Medrash explain, that it's referring to a weapon. A weapon is an article which a man uses in war, but a woman doesn't use a weapon. She doesn't go out to war. So rather than to use a knife, to use a weapon to kill Sisera, she did it in a kosher way. I can imagine also, aside from the Mesiris Nefesh, which she had done, she had the Yishuv Adas in that moment to think to herself, what would be the most kosher way, the most tyrannical way to kill Sisera? Yadeha Shol Chavakisha. She took a Yatet to kill him. Now, if we take all of this, what we're understanding about Yael, Sisera, Yavi Akiva, the Yated, and we bring it back to Rosh Hashanah, we can explain a certain Yisrael. We had said before that the Gemara makes a comment that ultimately we blow a shofar shel Ayil Kafuf. Why? Because that's the Akedah. But the Mishnah had taught us that we should blow a shofar shel Yael Pashat. But the Hesber is that the shofar shel Yael Pashat is a remez to our Yael. The shofar shel Yael. How do we make that connection? Because the Gemara learns that the makor for the tekiyas, the kodesh of the tekiyas, was why this aim Sisera, the cries of the mother of Sisera. Who was the one who killed Sisera? That the aim Sisera is crying? That was Yael. Yael is the cause of the cries of the mother of Sisera. But why should the cries of the mother of Sisera be halakha cries that we should learn out from the kodesh of the shofar? Because the mother of Sisera, Alpipashtas, is crying about the loss of Sisera. But in Primis, she's crying about something much more. The Aim Sisera, Sfar Makdashim explained, is a reference to the mother of the Sitra Achra. Her name, Lamed Yod Tav, for those who know. These are her cries. Not only is she crying because of the death of Sisera, but more so she's crying over the loss of the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva. So if we understand who Rabbi Akiva is, what he means to Klal Yisrael and to the world, there he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av of all Torah Shebichsav, but the Av of all Torah Shebal Peh is Rabbi Akiva. We know that from the five Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, we have Kol HaTorah Kula, all Torah Shebal Peh is Rabbi Akiva. So the cries of Aim Sisera are rooted in the efforts of Yael, and the cries of Aim Sisera are on the fact that the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva is able to come back to Klal Yisrael. And that's something important on Rosh Hashanah, especially like we spoke about last year. That Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Meir, was of the opinion of Ben Kach U Ben Kach Banam Atem L'Hashem. And that comes very much in handy on Rosh Hashanah. Aside from that, there are other important yisodas in the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, which is very vital on Rosh Hashanah. But it can also be said that the cries of Aim Sisera, which come from the Shofar shel Yael, the Shofar shel Yael, it's not just the tears of Aim Sisera, it's also the tears and the cries and the pain of Yael herself, of her Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why the Gemara thinks, the Mishnah says, we should blow a Shofar shel Yael on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's connected to the cries of Aim Sisera. It's the Mesiras Nefesh of Yael. To which the Gemara then says, no. Really, Yael tapped into the Rishim of the Akedah. That there was a Rishim of Mesiras Nefesh, which was laid forth by the Avos HaKadoshim, which goes back to the Akedah, that every Jew has to say, Masi Agiu Maisa L'Maisa Avoyse, when will I touch that place? So it wasn't really Yael's Mesiras Nefesh. If you go back to the Shoresh, it goes back to the Avos HaKadoshim, or it goes back to the Imaos, like it says about Yael. Tavarach Nasha Mi'ayel, like the Gemara says, she's like Sarah Rivka Rachav Aleya. She reached that place. So that's our Shofar shel Yael. And that's the tears of Aim Sisera. But now let's turn our attention to this Yated. The Gemara, the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei tells us that when the Jews go out to war against their enemies, so it says, V'nishmarta mikol davara, v'hayim achenecha kadosh, when you go, make sure you take a shovel with you, or a peg, so that you can dig a hole, that in case a person has to use the Beis HaKiseh, so he should be able to cover it up. because the Shekhinah goes with us in war, and Hashem is the one who wages war for Klal Yisrael. And the Torah says, V'yateitihi alcha alazeinecha, that on your holster, where you keep your weapon, make sure that you take a yated with you. Notice, by the way, that the Torah doesn't mention anything about a weapon. The azeinecha is the place where the weapon is kept, but the Torah doesn't say, make sure when you go out to war that you take your guns and your knives and your bows and arrows. It doesn't say anything like that. Because it's not nogea. Even if it's nislavish b'derech hateva, that's not what wins the war. The Torah is very clear. Hashem is the one who does war for Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, make sure that it's clean, that it's tar, that it's kadosh, that Hashem can do what he wants to do for Klal Yisrael. But the ikar weapon is the yated. That's the ikar weapon. That's what the Torah mentions. And this is a hint of the yated of Yahu. And I was very happy to see that the Tildes Yaakov Yosef on that over there makes this connection between these two yateds. And the reason why the yated is the weapon that the Torah refers to is because a yid needs to know that we don't do war with weapons. Eilu barechav, eilu basusim. Those are the susim and the rechav of Paro, the susim and rechav of Sisra. Anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu naskir. We go to war with names of Hashem. The shofar, the cutlass of the shofar, that's not a weapon. That's how you call out to go to war. But in Rosh Hashanah, that's our weapon. How we call out to war, we say, this is not a call out to war, this is a call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shemas HaKadoshim. For those who know all the secrets of the names that the Arizal explains in the Shofar, V'anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu. We mention Shemas Hashem, and Hashem goes to war for Klal Yisrael. And in the same way that Yael took this Yated, of which she's praised, Yadeha Shilcha V'Kishor, that she didn't take a weapon, Lo Yekli Gever Elisha. That's the same idea as the shofar. We don't take weapons. The shofar is our yated. It's not a weapon, but that's how we go out to war. And that's why it's called the shofar shel Ya'el. Because this yated, which the Torah refers to as our weapon in war, is the same thing that Ya'el took, and that's represented by the shofar, which is not a weapon at all. It's not a weapon at all. It represents the fact that we're mekadosh ourselves, we're metar ourselves, we're zoyecha kadosh baruch hu, when he comes in and does what he wants to do. We also address the question of the avodah of the zman, and in Tanit Vei Eliyahu, he mentions regarding this war of Sisra versus Barak and Devorah, as in Perak Yod. Elakach Amar Devorah Li Yisrael. Devorah told Klal Yisrael, "But mi Hakadosh Baruch Hu niflahem min hagoyim? Who does Hashem use? Who are the people that Hashem uses in order to be victorious against our enemies?" Bebnei Adam shemashkimenu ma'arivin lebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash. Those who wake up early to go to shul in the beis hamedrash, and who say amen and mavrachan uzgadosh brocha b'chayom tamid. Those who go to war and who are victorious in war are the ones who wake up early to go to the beis hamedrash and the beis haknesses. This is the victory against Sisra. This was the lesson, the message that Devorah conveyed to Klal Yisrael. And for us, it's a hint, now that we see the Makairus of Im Sisra and Yaal in reference to the Shofar from Rosh Hashanah, that the Avodas Hazman is Mashkimim Lebeis HaMedrash Lebeis HaKnesses. And we do exactly that. Because really, the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, on which we go out to war against our enemies in Rosh Hashanah, the great Kitchuk, Yiseitzel Melchama Aleivecha, the war begins on Rosh Hashanah. But we don't begin the war in Rosh Hashanah. We begin in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Whether we're saying slichos, whether we're blowing the shofar, and if we're saying slichos, we're waking up early, signing Rosh Chodesh Elul of the Sfardim, and even if not, already by this Motzei Shabbos, we'll be getting up early and saying slichos like the rest of Achinu B'nai Yisrael. We wake up early, come to shul early, we come to davening early, to learn early. It's an inyan of mashkimen. The year begins on Rosh Hashanah, but we're already up early. The morning rises on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah, but we're already up much earlier in Elul. That's called mashkimen. That's the Avodah. And that's what the Torah is saying, because that's a message for us at this time, because the Mamchama of Sisra, and especially Ya'el, that's a makar. That's a makar on how we do battle with the Sitra and Rosh Hashanah. So we had mentioned before that we blow the Shofar Shel Ayel Kafov, and we choose that because Ya'el only tapped into a Roshan, or the Akedah. Because the Akedah represents that Mesiras Nefesh, which Ya'el found. And therefore there's a hint to Ya'el by the Akedah. It says Vaya'aleyu li'oila tachas b'no. That Avram put Yitzhak on the Akedah, that's the mysterious nefesh of Avram, Vaya'aleyu li'oila. It's referring to the Ayil, of course, that he put the Ayil in place of Yitzhak. But Vaya'aleyu is a remes to Ya'al. That's the shayfish of Ya'al. That's the place which he tapped into. And in that schus, Rabbi Akiva comes over. And this ties into the Yated and Rosh Hashanah, which we spoke about before, and how a Jew goes out to war. That's the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So, B'der Chem, as we said, Shofar Shal Ya'al Pashat. I understand Shofar Shal Ya'al, that's a reference to Ya'al. But what's Pashat have to do? So, Pashat is a reference to Rabbi Akiva. Because Pashat is Gematria Rabbi Akiva. So, in that place where you find Ya'al, and the cries of Aim Sisra, which come from that, you find a reference to Rabbi Akiva, because that's the Schar of Ya'al. Shofar Shal Ya'al, Pashat. Take care of you, keep it back. 395. But in the Ated, Tiyelach Al Azeinacha, which is a remiss to the Shofar, which is what's called Al Azeinacha, the mitzvah of Shofar, of course, is the Oznaim, which is the Shofar. So, Trua b'miluo, we make a milo out of Trua, it's that Gematria. V'yasei Tiyelach Al Azeinacha. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vatitka is Hayate Barakase. Titka is a lesson of Tkiya, that she drove it into his head, that Yated. It's like a Tkiya. Vatitka. Esayase Barakaso into his head, which is the Rosh of the Sone. And by the way, Rosh Hashanah is like the Osios Rosh Sone. And, but also, if you take Yased and you make a Milui out of it, it's Gematria Rosh Hashanah. That's the Remez of Rosh Hashanah, that's the Shofar, that's how we do war against Sitra. So the call is of the Shofar during this man is Mashkimu Mariv and Leves HaMedrash, Leves HaKnesset. We machazik ourselves to show our excitement and to show Mesiris Nefesh. It's not easy to get out of bed early. But we machazik ourselves in this avoda of before the sun rises, before the year is upon us. So that's the avoda. We should be zeicha to emulate the ways of the Avos HaKadoshim, and to be zeicha that all the tefillah should be miskabel beratzon, and to the shofar of Mashiach. It's the kingdom of Amen.